We are going to continue the hour by talking theater coming up later on this month, April 28th, 29th, and 30th. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You can head to Chapel Hill High School and catch their spring musical, Mamma Mia. First time for them back on stage for an in-person musical in 3 years. So they're excited about it. Should be a lot of fun. We're joined in the studio by five special guests. We got Grace Davis. She's a senior, the student director of the show. Amelia Brinson plays Sophie. Mia Kalish plays Donna. Julian Brown plays Bill. Julian Howard plays Sam. All of them here in the studio today to talk about the show. Everyone, thank you so much for being with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having us.
So, Grace, let me start with you since you're in charge of this craziness. How has it been going, like getting back on stage for the first time in 3 years?
It's been interesting, especially because a lot of them are freshmen and sophomores, so they haven't even been in a high school theater production, and they haven't really been able to do a lot of middle school productions with COVID, so it's a lot of newbies, but they're really talented. It's difficult to make them see that they're talented and get them to go all out.
The last show that y'all did on stage was Little Shop, and that was 3 years ago. Four of the five of you are seniors, so theoretically four of you were here for that. Did you do Little Shop at all?
We did not.
We did not. No. I remember watching it, though. It was incredible.
So for all of you, this is your first show, live show at Chapel. Wow, that's awesome. What's the experience like? I remember my first show ever in high school was Little Shop, and the experience of the anxiety of getting up on stage for the first time, it's gotta be kind of like that, right?
It is. It's mostly just a lot of fun. I think we've had a lot of pent up, I would say, creative artistic energy, not really a lot of outlets to perform the past 2 years, and I think we're just really excited to be on the stage and really desperate almost for that time to perform.
For me, this is my first big high school production, because my freshman year was canceled due to COVID, so we never got to get to this point. And in middle school, we didn't have a real stage, so I've never gotten to perform in an actual stage with lights and sound. And it's really exciting, especially finally reaching junior year and being this is my moment. I get to do this, and I've waited 4 years for this. It's great. It's really exciting.
And playing a major role, right?
Yeah, Sophie, yeah. It's really exciting.
Yeah. What did y'all do in the last 2 years? In terms of keeping theater going?
We had to do anything.
We had theater class online. Julian and I, we did Zoom class. No, what was it on? Zoom?
Julian's got this dazed look on his face, you don't want to know for the last 2 years.
Yeah, we had a Google Meet theater class, and we would meet every other day on our computer screens and try to do theater games in your house alone. It was sad. We did some films, if you could make your own film at home, but it's nothing's the same as performing on a stage.
Mine ended up being the same. I played the two different characters. It was the same person. I just cut between them.
Nice. So Mamma Mia is going up on stage April 28th, 29th, and 30th. Again, Chapel Hill High School, 7 p.m. all three nights. Speaking with Grace, Amelia, Mia, Julian, and Julian, the student director and four of the main characters in the show. So, Grace, why Mamma Mia?
Well, we didn't actually know what musical we were going to do until, I think it was November.
Yeah.
We had planned to do Radium Girls in 2021.
Yeah, it was Radium Girls and Adam's Family,
and we never went back to do those. So when thinking about our shows, we were those are pretty dark. We don't kind of want to lean towards that. We want something fun and bright. And what else is there besides Mamma Mia?
What is funner and brighter than Mamma Mia? Yeah.
I don't want to sing ABBA songs every day.
Do you want to sing ABBA songs? Do you like ABBA more now than you did before, or are you sick of Julian? You're sick of them.
I'm over it.
Yeah. Immediate head shake from Julian on that. Anyone else agree, disagree? Yeah. What's your...
I'm going to counter this point. How dare you? ABBA is timeless. It's wonderful.
I think that I like the guitar and everything with ABBA, but as far as lyrics and all that, I'm a little bit sick of it.
That's fair. So tell us about your characters. Julian, you're playing... Julian and Julian are playing Bill and Sam, so two of the three dads, right?
Yeah, it's a really fun experience to like play that lead role, and you know, especially because all the dads are so different in like character and everything. But it's really fun to like learn how to play those roles, especially because like this is our first show, you know, doing that. So it's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm having a great time being one of the dads. I think the three dads have a lot of fun together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great having scenes with Mia as Donna, mm-hmm. and Amelia as Sophie, because I'm close with both of them. So yeah. Having scenes with them is great.
Nice.
Julian and I have actually been friends for 13 years.
Oh, cool.
And it's just funny to like be doing a show together right now, because we did like Taekwondo together when we were 4 years old, and like I didn't think that we would ever be in a show where he was like playing an ex of mine, basically.
Grace, you were gonna...
Yeah, so the reason it's just us five and not the third dad is because he's a sophomore and doesn't have theater first period with us, but he is gay, so we've got some representation in there. So, yeah, awesome. I know we've got LGBTQ listeners. So come see it.
And a host as well. Oh, so, you know.
Amazing. Lovely.
Speaking with Grace, Amelia, Mia, Julian, Mamma Mia, April 28th, 29th, and 30th. If you don't know Mamma Mia, it's the ABBA musical. It's definitely worth checking out. Do you have, I know half of you are sick of them, but do you have favorite ABBA songs?
Oh, okay. So I get to sing a
Amelia
lot.
Amelia brought this answer with
her. I was so excited, guys. I love ABBA, if you can't tell. I get to sing Under Attack, which is a song that I didn't know before Mamma Mia. But it's so much fun to sing, and the choreography we have for it is phenomenal.
Oh, I did that.
So,
I did
yeah,
the
Grace
choreo.
Did. Grace did help us choreograph the entire Under Attack. You helped. You did. You did choreograph the entire thing, and it's really awesome. And I get
what's with this
up.
Help? I'm up on stage dancing. I'm doing all the parts.
It's really fun, and I get to sing it with Julian and Julian and Walker, who is our third dad, and it is so much fun. And Mia is also there too.
As
my very disappointed mom. And it is so much fun.
Yeah, we have
being
ghosts.
Able to,
we have really cool
awesome.
Lighting because it's like a nightmare
scene.
Oh,
it's so awesome. It's like purple. And I get a red spotlight. It's really cool.
My favorite song is definitely Chiquitita. It's always, we always have trouble saying it in rehearsal.
I like, cried yesterday when they sang
it's
it.
It's beautiful.
It's so good.
Tanya and Rosie are my two best friends. And that's their characters are my character's best friends. Mm-hmm. And they're singing it to me because I'm really sad. And it's just the most beautiful song, and they're each harmonizing, and they're each in one of my ears. Like, it's the most beautiful song, and it's very
awesome.
Eliza HB and Josie are very, very talented.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, amazing.
Incredible. They're and they're both sophomores, too, so it, like, blows me away every time.
It's a lot of underclassmen.
Next year when they're junior. It's going to be great. I cannot wait to do shows with them.
Guys, favorite songs?
For me,
you're not fully sick of yet?
For me, it's got to be either Lay All Your Love on Me or Voulez-Vous, just because, mainly because of the choreography.
That's a good one.
Those are the most entertaining.
No one's going basic with Dancing Queen yet. I appreciate
it. I
cried at Dancing Queen yesterday.
Yeah. Dancing Queen is tough.
Oh my God, it is.
For me, I would say probably SOS, just because like,
without
a lot of like people being on stage, there's a lot going on with just between me and Mia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a really well choreographed scene. Thanks for doing that, Grace. But it's really interesting, and I like it. It's fun.
Yeah, that's our duet. I also, that's one of my favorites as well. That one's really fun.
Oh, yeah. And another one of mine is, I really like Knowing Me, Knowing You.
Yes.
Like the ABBA version of it is just
they do
amazing.
The hustle.
We do the hustle during Knowing Me, Knowing You. It's a little funny. But it's really fun to get to sing it with Julian, and it's a really great time all around.
Again, it's Mamma Mia, Thursday, Friday, Saturday of next week, the 28th through the 30th, Chapel Hill High School. The website's long, but just Google Chapel Hill High School Theater. It'll come right up. Got to wrap up, but as we do, I always end theatrical interviews with the same question. Don't spoil your favorite moment. What's your second favorite moment in the show?
Oh,
that's a good question.
I know mine.
All right.
Mine's meeting the dads the first time because it's I'm so like, well, I'm gonna dance around every question you say and actually sing my way through this interaction. It's really fun.
Mine is definitely the wedding scene because there's just so many like twists and turns, and I don't know how we did it, but we nailed all of the gasps and the ahs and the oohs. So it's like really funny to like have everyone just all of a sudden, or, you know, aww.
Yes.
And it's like, it's so funny, but it's also really sweet. So
my second favorite is during Mamma Mia. I push this one person and then the whole cast falls down on stage and it's really fun to watch them all fall
like
dominoes. Yeah, exactly. Nice.
Yeah.
My second favorite, I'm probably going to have to agree with Amelia. Meeting Sophie aww. For the first time,
yeah.
And
so
that interaction is really entertaining,
mm-hmm.
and you dodging the questions is an interesting component in
thank
the show.
I think that my second favorite would probably be in SOS. There's a lot of, shift in tension between
mm-hmm.
Donna and Sam,
mm-hmm.
and I think that being played out is really cool.
Awesome. Again, the show is next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the 28th through the 30th, 7 p.m. at Chapel Hill High School. Mamma Mia, don't miss it. First time for them back on stage in 3 years, so historic as well. Grace, Amelia, Julian, Mia, Julian, thank you all so much for being
with
us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.